Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Don't miss 1 minute. Listen to the podcast. Craig did a horrible story yesterday late in the show about a guy that had all kinds of problems with his butt and junk and
the whole plumbing system.
And apparently,
yeah, it was off.
And a lot of people listen to the podcast, they don't hear the show live. So, literally, like an hour later, we got an email that morning. Yesterday morning saying, "Hey, you guys hear about this guy that pooped semen?" And I'm thinking, is that a different guy? No, this guy hadn't heard the show yet. He was podcasting. So
yeah, he's 4 days behind.
Craig is all over that.
I love that somebody sees that story. Got to tell the guys.
I know. It happens all the time. And sometimes we do miss him, but most of the time Craig is on it.
Didn't ask.
We do miss him.
So if you're behind in the podcast, yeah, listen up.
Yeah, finish up your podcast.
And then Craig, because Craig doesn't miss many.
If we missed a story, then you send it.
But feel free to send them. Yeah. You're right. Oh, this is horrible. The guy's got to see this. I see it all weekend long, yeah.
Was on this date in 1983. You might remember where you were when Kiss released the album.
Kiss.
Lick It Up. It's Only Right Now.
It's Only Right Now.
Somebody sent me a picture because they thought it meant State College, Pennsylvania. I got to show you this photo. It was a poster for a concert, Lock Haven State College. That's in Pennsylvania. It's like, you know, Wayne State and our area. It's in small state schools. Mm-hmm. So it said Lock Haven State College. A certain day, they were playing the campus on the college. The headliner said, headliner was Blue Oyster Cult, which was a huge band in 1974. And then it said, with special guest Kiss.
Nice.
And then it said, featuring, which would be the first band, Rush.
That's insane.
So you could have went to a concert in 1974, and I was way too young, and I didn't go to Lock Haven State,
right,
and go see Rush open up.
For Kiss.
And then Kiss, and then Blue Oyster Cult, which, by the way, obviously not as big as band now as those two other bands are, but they were huge at the time.
It's so weird to me that Kiss was ever even an opening band.
It just seems
with
weird.
With the makeup and the pyro.
You're right, with the makeup and the pyro, right, exactly. Well, eventually, bands probably said, you know what? Let's not have Kiss before us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're a good band ourselves, but they show up.
Did they have the pyro to the extent they have it as a headline?
It couldn't be to that extent.
No,
I'm sure they had.
No,
they at least had, like, smoke machines.
And in a smaller venue, that can be a bad thing.
But I love the word featuring Rush. Just this band called Rush.
Yeah, but if you're a headliner, you don't want your band opening up to have a bunch of pyro.
Oh, they're not going to do that.
You probably wouldn't want to have 8-inch heels and makeup,
right,
either.
Right.
It's a bit much.
I'll just reset in the
That's
stage.
A puss says it is.
Yeah.
When he puts that on. Yeah. What's that light mean?
That's the fire alarm.
Sounds like a, yeah.
Oh, we
off of the building?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that mean there's a drill?
No, we're not leaving. Unless you see, do you see flames anywhere?
Well, we got the windows covered, so no.
Are we really? That's hardly fair. We can't see anything outside of this room.
Well,
I'll poke
smoke
my head out and see if
poke
we should
your head
panic.
Out. Yeah.
See if you smell smoke.
Yeah.
That's off now. We're fine.
All right.
Well, that resolved itself.
That was weird, yeah.
Yeah. I hope it didn't burn itself or something.
Now
like
we got to start lighting some alcohol in here then just to test the new room out.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, the rest of this whole office building will be real happy when we make them evacuate for that. No way to make friends in the new building like that.
No.
Josh, the engineer's got to love that. We're in here with, what, third day?
Yeah.
Fourth day?
You're like,
this place is great. Let's start it on fire.
What percentage of things like that do you figure are just false alarms? 99? But
that's the problem because you don't. Now, this is a pretty modern building here, so I'm sure we're pretty safe. You know, but, you know, we're not sitting in some old farmhouse and there's a fire
either
alarm going off.
A test or, you know, somebody had set it off accidentally.
Right.
Sorry, I fell into the fire alarm.
But it's like
it's back on again.
Fire's back.
I got a buddy of mine who installs ceilings for a living, and he fires off a fire alarm once a week.
We're not even moving.
No.
Well, I'm not going to move.
No.
Yeah. No. There's a bunch of salespeople in a conference room over there. If they smell smoke, they'll let us know.
Right. If anybody
will
no,
they?
Maybe.
No.
Will they?
No, because I was just in there giving them crap, so they might not. Screw him.
Maybe half of those people would be worried about us. Maybe.
Maybe three.
Right. The other half.
From my count.
How much money they could save. Yeah.
Yeah, I really, like, when our smoke detectors will have a battery go out and it starts chirping.
Beep, beep. Oh, that's the worst.
I forget, but you have to go look to make sure it's not the carbon monoxide.
Right,
thing.
Right.
See, ours are all hardwired in together.
Mm-hmm.
So when one goes off, they all go off.
Right.
And there's one right above where the stove is at. Mm-hmm. And every time I cook.
Yeah.
Every time I cook, I think
that's
goes off.
That's because you cook, Puss. You cook.
Well, there's something about you can start up the oven. And just the heat venting out of the oven will set it off.
Yep.
Not even any bit of smoke. It's really kind of annoying.
Some of my favorite stories from some family friends of ours is the mom was in the shower and the smoke alarm went off. The kid runs into the bathroom and goes, "Mom, lunch is ready."
And you need a razor. You say that to her. Yeah.
Right.
You're a little hairy, Mom.
New study says that consuming dairy fat from products like butter, cream, and cheese might help prevent a heart attack.
What?
Findings are published in the journal PLOS Medicine, come from a review of more than 4,000 Swedish adults who are among the world's biggest consumers of dairy products. The team confirmed their findings by pooling data from 17 other studies involving almost 43,000 participants. Higher intakes of dairy fat did not have a link to an increased risk of death among the participants.
Does that include goat milk? Plus, what you may ask?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Milk is dairy.
From
yes.
the tap.
Yeah.
From the tap, though.
That would be full fat milk.
Well, you know.
Oh, the puppies love the goat milk.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
They get it from the tap like Puss does?
No, they don't get, we don't have a goat come in. We buy it in jugs.
All right.
They like that better than more than regular milk?
That's how Puss gets it, from
or
goat
cow
jugs.
Milk?
I think it's fattier. It looks really thick.
At some point, Todd, wouldn't it be more financially responsible to just get a goat?
Now he's trying to talk you into getting a goat. Hell, Puss is going to be at your house all the time.
I would defer to the breeder on that.
Can you get a goat?
Yeah,
if you guys want to spend the weekend somewhere else, I'll watch the house for you.
I'll dog sit.
There's no way I look responsible enough for that.
No, we know because you know your history of goats.
Right.
All right. Talk to Christian. See if that's feasible.
Does a goat make noise in the backyard, Puss?
Well, depending on
what's
going on.
It brings all the boys in the backyard. I know that.
Yeah.
Why do I play along with this bit?
Because it's useless otherwise, right?
Right, right.
I don't think they're a good city pet.
Are they allowed? You could have a chicken in your front yard. Why can't you have a goat in your backyard?
How many times have I asked that?
Right.
A lot, Craig.
A lot.
You've asked that a lot.
I've asked you.
Yeah, I know.
I've sent texts. I've sent emails.
All you need is an answer.
Yeah.
Let's Google goats in the city.
I don't think you can, Todd.
Yep.
First unlawful
thing you
to
need
keep
to do is check your city
but
ordinance.
Why does a goat make no? I'm being serious now, Puss. Even though you might know off the top of your head, does a goat make a lot of noise if you're not touching it?
I don't know if they're noisy, but I know they're pretty destructive.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess you can get them if you get a permit.
Yeah, but dogs can be destructive, too. So I want to know why you couldn't have a goat in your backyard.
These things eat everything in sight.
Okay.
Oh, you can only get a permit for mini goats. Chickens, ducks, geese, mini goats, dwarf llamas, and horses. You can get permits to have them in the city.
Oh, mini goat.
But sheep, swine, goats, cattle. Yeah, you can't have those in the
city. Okay, got it.
Apparently at Reddit, one of the horrible subreddits that they have are the Herman Cain Awards.
Yeah, I talked about that the other day.
Okay.
I love these.
I didn't get how horrible that was.
And why do you get a Herman Cain Award?
If you get into it, you dive into it a little more. They actually seem to convert some people.
Because,
there's something called the IPA, where you you put a picture of your vaccination card,
right,
and you're immunized to protect against awards. You don't want the award. You don't want the Herman Cain Award. These are people who converted. They were previously anti-vaxxers, and they say, now I want to get the IPA.
But we
they don't get the Herman Cain Award.
They changed their mind. So at first when I was looking at that, this is kind of horrible, even though we kind of...
No, we do it all the time. I saw a story yesterday.
Anti-vaxxers.
Some woman in California, 35 years old, maybe 40, had three little kids. She was all over social media. She was unmasked, unafraid, that kind of crap.
Yeah,
unvaccinated.
She's a winner.
And then, and one of them was, the headline I saw, unmasked, unafraid, unvaccinated, and unalive. And I love the term unalive. She's dead, and her three kids don't have a mom.
She was prominently featured in the Herman Cain Awards yesterday.
I was just texting with our buddy James, East Coast James, who used to work with us. He was in town. He got COVID here. He was vaccinated. He flew back to Jersey. He's still in, doesn't feel that great, but he's got the antibody IV the other day, and he's starting to feel normal. And I said, vaccines work. He goes, I'd been dead. He would have been dead, easily been dead.
Yeah, and then
I don't get why people that are superhuman, they think they are better than other people.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
It's a whole mindset.
Smarter.
Yeah.
And smarter.
Smarter.
Unfortunately,
taller.
We know a couple of those people, and they're not better, smarter,
better looking,
or in better shape.
Smell better.
Right.
Better across the board.
I mean, they showed a picture of a 24-year-old guy, looked like he was in shape with a ventilator. He's been saying for 2 weeks, get this is serious, get the vaccine. He was unvaccinated. He's dead.
All right, here's one example.
24!
Well, they'll think that that won't be me.
Right.
That won't happen to me.
They'll go with people who, post anti-vax stuff, and they get nominated for the Herman Cain
Award. And then when they die, they win them?
And then you are awarded, like this guy. Craig thought COVID was dumb and overhyped. Made fun of masks and vaccinations. Craig is dead, his brother's dead, his mother's dead, all within a month. So he gets the award.
Oh, my God. That should be three awards.
And then there are people who are the IPA, immunized to prevent a war.
Right.
Here, there's a lady who said, fear kept me from getting this. I listened to everyone against it, but I don't wish to receive the Herman Cain Award, so she showed her vaccination card. So this site actually changes people's mind. There's like 300,000 members.
Yeah, the idea is to track an individual's journey from COVID theory to COVID practice, what a person posted or commented about masks or shots, are those who advocated for either before getting sick and how they narrated their disease once they were ill. You know, at first they start off with, you are sheep, don't get the vax and blah, blah, blah. And then it morphs into, y'all need to get the shot.
Yeah.
And how many people do you see on their deathbeds telling all their family to get the shot? They're doing it all the time.
All of them.
Yeah. Lots. I wonder how many of those people are listening to those people.
They're not.
None.
They're not.
Because they didn't listen to the people that said that exact same thing.
Right.
Right.
They're all thinking they're better immunity, better in shape. You've seen these bozos.
I'll be fine.
I'll be fine. That guy died because he's different than me.
Right. Well, there's kids that have been orphaned.
Right.
And Mike Flynn pushing that theory that the government is considering putting the COVID vaccine into salad dressing.
I saw that. Did he say what kind of salad dressing?
Or
just in general.
Let's see here.
Hidden Valley. It's the ranch.
Mike Flynn was a former general in the Trump organization. He's a horrible man, and he's crazy.
Apparently, this theory originated with a recent study that was done by the University of California, Riverside. They are developing plants that could theoretically contain the immunizing properties of a COVID shot.
The hell does that mean? I don't know what the immunizing properties of a COVID shot are.
Same effects.
Well, you realize that the COVID shot has immunizing properties.
Right.
Well, this would be the same ones.
Okay. I didn't know it was that easy. I thought that came from
a lab.
I like
blue cheese dressing. Can I get extra vaccine in my blue cheese dressing?
Well, they are looking into this.
Can I get my third dose? Because I'm not old enough for the third dose.
Yeah, Snopes found no evidence of COVID vaccine being put into salad dressing. Or salads.
If they want to get to more Americans, they should go mayonnaise.
Yeah. Now, good point.
Yeah, because most of these harebrained things are kind of based on like a grain
especially
of
that crowd.
Truth.
Yeah, they're sucking it out of
not
the bottle.
Not a lot of salads going
a lot of salads in that crowd. So if you see this picture, I hope
is
this
girl's... Is there anything that can help our liver and prevent COVID?
Oh. Well, the vaccine prevents you from dying from COVID.
Right, like a berry dressing.
Right. The Herman Cain Awards are on Reddit, right?
Yeah.
Because Herman Cain was at a Trump rally and caught COVID and died.
Most state fairs give out prizes for the best livestock, food, crafts, more. It's always a good time to go to the state fair for that.
Nick just turned around and looked at you for no reason. He didn't even say anything. He just turned around and looked at
you. I usually look to see if he reacts at all, though. You just, you don't.
Why? What's the point of this? At this point, nah.
Have you seen this picture of this woman, Karen? They call her Karen.
Yes.
It's on Twitter. I'll share it. Her shirt says, unvaxxed, waxed, and ready to climax.
And ugly as hell.
Yeah, look at that. First of all, just the wax part. She ain't waxed.
No.
And she's
if she is,
unvaxxed.
I feel bad for the person.
Bushy and ready to climax.
Maybe she's referring to her mustache.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll share it on Twitter since I talked about it. She's not good. Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Next year, the California State Fair will be awarding a prize for the best state-grown cannabis.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Good one.
Yeah.
The cannabis competition will be scored by sending each entry to a lab and judging it scientifically based on chemical composition.
Oh, so it's not just like a panel of five dudes seeing which one gets them highest?
Yeah, smoke this and walk around the fair for a little bit. Let me know what you think.
You know who's going to win? The one that pairs their weed with cornbread. Plus,
yeah.
That'll piss you off. Because you're going to get the munchies. The cornbread's going to be good. This is the best right here.
It's not a side dish competition. Yeah. It's a weed competition.
Well, actually, it should be with weed. It should be a side dish competition with a weed.
Yeah, to see how effectively...
Puss loses competition because his cornbread sucks.
Yeah, it gives you the munchies. Yeah.
No, because I didn't make a cornbread.
Oh, that's right.
It was a chili competition. So I made a chili.
Is that coming up?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do it this year or not.
Because of COVID? Okay. Yeah.
Sacramento. That's where your California State Fair is.
Turns out a woman who was found in a remote area of a Croatian island with no memory of her name or where she came from designed jewelry for celebrities. Croatian police confirmed the identity of a woman found 10 days ago. She's 57-year-old Daniela Adamkova.
Over there, they just call them the police.
Police, right?
Yeah.
She is from Slovakia. Friends from Croatia, Slovakia, and the U.S. recognized her from a photograph that police released. She lived in the U.S. on and off for about 30 years. She'd been a jewelry designer whose pieces were worn by Barbara Streisand, Diana Ross, Brigitte Bardot, among other celebrities. She's been in the hospital, expected to be released to Croatian social services here anytime now.
I missed the beginning of the story. What's wrong with her again?
She was found in a remote area of a Croatian island with no memory of her name or where she came from.
Whoa.
So they put her picture out there, and people said, oh, hey, I recognize her. She's the jewelry lady, blah, blah, blah.
Has she come back around, or she still has no clue who she is?
I'm not aware of that.
So it's like Goldie Hawn and Overboard, and
yes.
He said, yeah, you're my wife, I'm going to bang you. That's called rape, by the way. That movie's based on rape, and it's a great feel-good movie.
I just go into a message
So they're not going to remake that one?
No, they did.
Oh,
they just
did?
Recently.
What?
Yeah.
They did it the other way around, right?
Yeah.
And the guy's rich. Yeah, the guy's rich.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy's the one with amnesia.
Now, does he bang her?
I never watched it.
Yeah.
No. Because I forget who is.
Because Kurt Russell bangs Goldie Hawn while she thinks he's her husband.
Oh, it's the other one's different.
It's reversed.
Yeah.
The guy's rich.
And, right.
And the girl's what? Not a maid or something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Anna Faris.
Yeah, we just talked about bad remakes, you know.
Yeah.
Because the other
one. One feel-good rape movie is not enough.
The original one was rape.
Yeah, technically. Technically. But I love the movie, Overwatch.
But I think it's
movie,
okay to rape the dude.
No. He knew she wasn't his wife. Goldie Hawn thought.
Oh, the original.
Yeah, the original.
Okay, but it's the other way around.
They changed it
in the remake.
For the Me Too generation, right? It's okay to rape the dude, you just said. But you're right.
Yeah, I've seen that on cable and just, no.
Right, because they wouldn't have been.
No,
they wouldn't have made something that was, you know, true to the first one.
Because if you dig into that movie, you meet a girl who has amnesia and then you tell her she's your wife and you have sex with her, that's called rape.
Now, probably a few other charges too.
Or sexual trickery.
Although it's a great movie. I'll give you that.
Do you break into the Pretender song every time you hear Bridget Bardot? I start singing Message of Love.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Pretenders.
Hopefully not out loud.
No. Just in my head. It just fires off in my head.
That's how Boogie rolls, man.
Boogie's breaking into song again.
That's how Boogie rolls.
He does have a tendency to kind
of
scat when he's walking up and down the hall.
Message
of love. It might be. Might be that song every now and again.
You know, there's a national school bus driver shortage.
Yeah.
In Boston, some students had to go on a field trip. They didn't have anybody to drive a bus. They didn't have a bus. So the kids at Brook Charter School had to take a party bus. Had to rent a party bus.
Oh, the
with
disco
neon
ball,
lights,
the music,
and stripper poles.
And stripper poles.
Oh, stripper poles.
Hope they clean those poles because there's snail trails all over those things. Man.
That's way better than a school bus.
Yeah, they would rent one of those bars that you have to pedal.
I know. The kids all walk out hammered. Yeah, the fridge was full too.
When's the next field trip?
That's a great field trip. Because one of those kids was old enough to know what that is.
All of them were.
How old were they?
Probably in high school
or
something.
Oh, that's
it's a charter school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody, they knew.
Yeah. So, and there's pictures of the bus, and it looks like the, you know, a stripper party bus. Because that's what it is.
That's awesome. The kids don't want to get to the field trip. Like, let's just drive around in the bus.
Loves Baby Soft. And balls.
All right.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the morning. Sorry.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.